Isaiah 55, verse number 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Oh, glory. How many believe in the Word of God? How many believe in the power of the Word of God? Oh, hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, gathered together. Oh, we love you tonight. God, speak to us, touch us tonight through your word. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We trust you, God, tonight. Our confidence is in you. Give us grace tonight. Give us the anointing right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I praise your holy name and I thank you, God. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. I'm going to preach tonight. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain. Praise God. The Lord gives us a very physical analogy here when he begins to talk about the rain coming down. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither. Amen. It comes down and it comes down with a purpose. There's a reason why the rain falls. And there's a reason why the snow comes down in the wintertime. He said that it may maketh a man, but what it watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Praise God. It a man is on a mission when it comes down. It, man, has a specific purpose in mind when the rain comes down and when the snow comes down. And he said it does not return thither. It comes down and it saturates the ground and it goes into the ground and it causes new life to spring forth. It causes barren places, amen, to grow things again. It causes dry ground to become moist again. Praise God. There's nothing like a good rain in the summertime when it's hot and dry. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like seeing the sky cloud up and the temperature start to drop. Oh, I was thankful for that drop in temperature yesterday. Amen. Stepped outside last night and it was so cool. Amen, felt so good. And there's nothing like being out in the dry, hot, amen, August weather when everything's starting to dry up, especially in drier years, and the grass is turned brown and the leaves on the trees are falling off prematurely. Amen, they are, amen, shriveling up and things are becoming stunted in their growth, and some things are dying early before the frost ever comes. And there's cracks in the ground. I've seen certain types of earth where the cracks were so wide, amen, in that parched ground because of lack of moisture, no rain. Amen. And it's amazing to watch as that rain begins to fall and a shower can come over and it can go quickly across and be gone in a few moments' time. And after just a few moments, you can look out and start seeing green. It's almost an immediate thing. It's just like the grass is waiting for a drop of moisture. I want to grow. I want to flourish. I want to be what God wants me to be, but I'm lacking something. And when the rain falls, it immediately grabs a hold of that moisture, and you start seeing the results of it and the effects of the rain coming down. Praise God. A thirsty ground is just wanting to suck up that moisture, just waiting for it to come. Amen. And so it is also in the wintertime when the snow comes and it's cold and the ground is frozen hard, and amen, nothing much can penetrate that hard, frozen, cold ground, but the snow falls anyway. Hallelujah. And the snow comes down anyway, and you don't see the effects of what's going on because the time is not right. And it just, amen, everything hasn't come together yet. But that snow will stack up and begin piling up if it keeps snowing. Amen, but it has a purpose as well. You don't see it right now. You don't see what's under that snow. You don't see the ground below it. You don't see the seed that's in the ground. You don't see all of those things that are there, dormant, just waiting. But, amen, give it some time and let the temperature begin to warm up. And let, amen, things begin to thaw out. And the time comes when that cold, frozen, hard ground begins to soften, amen, and begins to allow there to be places for that moisture to start melting and getting into the soil. Praise God. And when springtime comes, all of a sudden, amen, even sometimes I've seen, amen, as the snow begins to melt, that amen comes growing out of the ground. Praise God. There's new life there. There's something waiting to grow. There's something waiting to happen. There's something waiting to come out of that, amen, cold, barren, hard, callous, if you will, that frozen winter time. There's new life that's waiting to come forth. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes it's quick, and sometimes it takes a while. But he said, as the rain cometh down, and as the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, praise God. It comes down, and it don't go back. You can go out there all day long and try to make it go back, and it's going to fall back down. Hallelujah. You can toss bucketfuls of rain back up in the sky, but it's going to fall back down. It ain't going back. It came down. I don't care how bad you don't want it. When it starts to rain, it's going to rain. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? When it rains, it rains, it does what it wants to do. And it don't care if you're outside working in it. It don't care if you got a picnic planned. It doesn't matter what your plans are. It doesn't matter what you think about it. When it's time to rain, it's going to rain. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You ever heard that term, raining on my parade? Amen. It's going to rain. Whether or not you and I want it to happen, however we think about it, when it's going to rain, it's going to rain. And it's going to do what it wants. There's not much you can do about it. And you can't corral the rain. Hallelujah. You can't control the rain. Best you can do is put some tarps up or cover something up or get something out from underneath where it's going to rain, because when it rains, it's just going to do what it wants to do. It's going to go where it's going to run where it wants to run. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. My. You know, rain, man, when it begins to fall down and that water begins to trickle and flow across the ground, it gets to places that, man, you and I don't even see. It trickles around and begins to flow through the crevices and the cracks, amen, and it can get to places that we wouldn't even imagine. That rain, that water begins to flow and trickle and go, and it's amazing going way down in the ground even, and there's water that's coming trickling down, amen, coming through the ground because of the rain that fell. I've been down in caves before, and they said it takes so long. I forget, just a long time for that water to get from the ground level from that rain and trickle down through the ground and get to where that place was. But there it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because once it starts a journey, it's going to go where it wants to go. Well, hallelujah. It's going to do what it wants to do. It's going to go where God wants it to go. That water is going to start flowing, amen, and it's going to start moving and going wherever it wants to, and you ain't going to stop it. Man can try. We can build dams, amen, but when it floods, it's going to run over the dam, praise, and it's going to keep on going the way that it was going. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't matter what you and I think about it. The rain's going to go where it wants to go, and it's going to do what it wants to do. There's power in water. I got to thinking about that this evening. Amen. The power of water. Water running across rock over such a period of time will erode that rock away and eat through that rock. Amen. There's a place in Arkansas where the water, amen, runs, and it runs under the ground too. And in the heat of the summer, amen, it'll dry up in one place, amen, but you just go down river a little ways and it's back out of the ground again. It doesn't quit. It's just running underground for a while. Amen. It's amazing, the force of water. And we've seen that in the last few years in so much flooding in certain parts of the country. And amen, you might have experienced some of that here. I don't know. But the force of water and what it can do, where it can go, you're not going to stop it. You might try, but it's going to go where it wants to go. And it's going to do what it's going to do. Praise God. Amen. And I've never seen anybody be able to go out in a snowstorm and stop the snow from falling down and keep it from coming down. Praise God. And those blizzards, amen, that happened. What an amazing, powerful thing to see those blizzards. I've never really been in a very big blizzard. I've been in a, if you want to, y'all probably have them up here sometime. I've been in a minor blizzard. Oklahoma don't have blizzards much. Hallelujah. But I've been in an almost a total whiteout. And it's an amazing thing. The power of that snow swirling and falling, and amen, it changes your plans. Oh, hallelujah. You don't change its plans, it changes your plans. Amen. A rainstorm, you don't change its plans, it changes your plans. Praise God. We have no control over it. Amen. But it's going to, when it's time to come, it's going to come. Amen. No matter what you've got on your agenda or not, it's going to come when it's time to come. Amen. I've never seen anybody be able to shovel up the snow and throw it back in the clouds. But once it comes down, it's down. And it's going to do what it came to do. Praise God. Amen. And the Lord said, just like the rain and just like the snow, so shall my word be. Hallelujah. That goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Oh, I'm telling you about a God that's telling you what His Word is going to do. He said, just like that rain and just like that snow, so shall my Word be, which goeth forth out of my mouth. When I send it forth, it ain't coming back. Praise God. When I send it forth, you ain't going to be able to stop it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Well, hallelujah. You can't stop the rain. I said you can't stop. Maybe I'm preaching to the devil tonight. Devil, you can't stop the rain. Praise the Lord. Oh, he wants to tonight, but I've come to tell him tonight that he can't stop the rain. He can't stop what God's wanting to do. He can't stop what God's word says going to happen. He might not like it. He might rail against it. He might speak bad against it. Oh, but he can't stop. Oh, and there's nobody else can stop what the Word of God's going to do. You can't stop the Word of God. Once it's set in motion, it's going to go where it wants to go. It's going to go where God sent it to go. You're not able to stop the Word of God from accomplishing what the Word of God's going to accomplish. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My, 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 my. I just feel this on me tonight. I feel this homie tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's wanting to do something in this city. God's wanting to do something in this church. Hallelujah. Oh, and if the devil don't like it, amen, it doesn't matter. Because when God's word comes forth, you ain't going to be able to stop it, my friend. When God's word goes out of his mouth, that's settled and done. It's on its way. And it's not just going to fall flat. And it's not just going to sit on the ground and not accomplish anything. But when God's word goes forth, it's going to bring seed to the sower and bread to the eat. It's going to cause life to happen. He sends it on a mission. Woo, hallelujah. I said he sends his word to accomplish things. He sends his word to cause things to come to pass. He sends his word, amen, to do great things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 7, we read about a time, amen, when there was a famine so great in Samaria that, amen, they were eating donkey heads, they were eating dove's dung, they were paying high dollar for it. Amen. It got so bad that they were even eating their own children. That's how bad the famine was. That's how, amen, terrible it was in Samaria. Amen. But God sent a man of God with a word from God. Oh, thank God for a word from God. Thank God for a man of God that doesn't, oh, hallelujah, that's not afraid to look in the face of the famine. That's not afraid to look in the face of opposition. That's not afraid to look into the face of the devil and say, thus saith the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and in the midst of the worst famine they had ever experienced, the man of God, Elisha, said, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold. Oh, hallelujah. In the gate of Samaria. And he gave a word from God. And a Lord on whose hand the king leaned. Somebody important. Somebody well known in Samaria. He said, mate, if God were to make windows in heaven, might this thing be? There's that old spirit of doubt that we preached about the other night. Oh, hallelujah. Here's that old spirit of doubt. But I don't care how much doubt you have. I don't care how much unbelief you have, you're not going to stop the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, as the rain and as the snow, so shall my word be that cometh forth out. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I send. He already sent his word out. And that old devil said, hey, I don't even, if God were to make windows in heaven, I don't see how it's going to happen. And the man of God looked at him. And can I just say this? He said, you can't stop the word of God. Oh, yes, he did. He said, hey, 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 tomorrow you're going to see it, but you're not going to partake of it. Because of your unbelief, you're going to see it happen. God's word's going to come to pass. What God said is going to happen, but you're not going to partake of it. I'm telling you, you can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the word of God from accomplishing what he set it forth to do. Oh, hallelujah. I'm reminded of another prophet, Elijah. Amen. After, amen, that Mount Carmel experience. Amen. And after they had slain the prophets of Baal. You can sit down if you want to. Amen. After they had slain the prophets of Baal. After, amen, that powerful experience on top of Mount Carmel when the fire fell from heaven. And Elijah sits down on the ground and puts his head between his knees. Amen. And sends his servant to go look toward the sea. Amen. The Bible tells us that that servant went and he came back and he said, I don't see anything. He said, go look again. And while he was looking, he was praying. That's why his head was between his knees. Amen. Because James tells us, and he prayed again, and the earth gave forth rain. Oh, he was praying and sending him to look. You need to pray until you see. I said you need to pray until you see. Amen. Pray and look. Pray and look. Pray and look. Pray and look. Pray and look until you see it happen. Oh, too many people give up on God. Too many people give up and quit praying about it. Oh, hallelujah. But Elijah said, no. You go look again and I'm going to pray again. You go look again and I'm going to pray again. And the seventh time he came back and said, I see a cloud like a man's hand coming up out of the sea. And Elijah said, that's all I need to hear. It's fixing to be one more powerful rainstorm. You go tell Ahab to get his chariot hitched up so the rains don't stop him. I'm telling you, you can't stop the rain. You can't stop what God wants to do from happening when God gets ready. You can't stop it. Whew. Amen. And somewhere after Elijah told his servant to go tell Ahab, the Bible says presently there was some clouds that rolled in. From that little cloud, like a man's hand coming up out of the sea, in just a few moments' time, the sky was filled with black clouds. It hadn't rained for 3.5 years. It hadn't rained for 3.5 years. But when God gets ready, hallelujah. I said, when God gets ready, you can't stop the rain. You can't stop the Word of God from accomplishing what it set out to do. Oh, praise God. I don't care. I don't care who believes it or don't believe it. When God's word comes forth, it's going to come to pass. I don't care how many devils stand opposed to it. When God's word goes forth, you can guarantee, you can take it to the bank. My friend, it's going to happen just like God said it was going to happen. Amen. It's not going back void. It's not returning empty. Amen. But it will accomplish what God said it was going to do. It's going to prosper. There's going to be some things start growing. There's going to be some life start happening. Praise God. When the word of God goes forth, when that rain, when that snow comes down, oh, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how long the winter is. I don't care how hard the ground is and how cold it is. Oh, hallelujah. There's going to be a time. There's going to be an opening. There's going to be an opportunity when it begins to thaw and that water begins to trickle down. Hallelujah. Into those places that the devil said would never receive the word of God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And oh, there's people that the devil said will never live for God. They're too hard. They're too cold. There's going to be a day, my friend, when the earth starts warming up and that old cold heart starts thawing out. And all of that word that God has sent forth, all of that word that God has sent forth is going to find where it set out to go in the first place. Not going to stop it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to do what God said it's going to do. And it's going to prosper. Whew. It's going to prosper. It's going to prosper. It's not just going to go forth and be neutral. It's not just going to go forth and not accomplish anything. It's not just going to go forth and wet the ground and make mud. But he said it's going to prosper wherever I send it. It's going to cause, oh, hallelujah. It's going to cause the sower to have seed. It's going to cause the eater to have bread. Amen. This word that I send forth. Amen. The Bible says that Elijah, as that cloud started rolling in and the thunder started rolling and the lightning started flashing, he didn't even wait on his servant to go tell old Ahab. He just wrapped his mantle around him and his robe up around him and took off running. And he ran before King Ahab's chariot all the way to Jezreel while the rain came rumbling and tumbling down. Amen. While the rain came pouring down like they hadn't seen in a long time. That flood came rushing down. I'm telling you, when God gets ready, it's going to take place. When God gets ready, there's nothing going to stop the hand of God and the move of God and the word of God from doing what He set it out to do. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I defy hell tonight. Amen. Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say. You ain't going to stop the rain. Whew, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Ah, praise God, praise God, praise God. Go ahead. Amen, and don't believe if you don't want to. You're not going to stop the rain. You're not going to, somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to see it happen, praise God. Somebody that believes is going to see it happen. You just let God do it. You just let God do it. His word can go places that we cannot go. I pray it oftentimes. God sends your word. His word can go beyond walls that we cannot go beyond. His word, yes it can. His word can trickle through the cracks and the crevices and find a closed door in a bedroom somewhere tonight where somebody would never allow you to come and talk to them. But oh, His word can find its place there. His word can trickle through into the middle of the night into somebody's dream and begin to talk to them about to their need for salvation. His word can go, you just need to believe God. You just need to trust God. When God's word goes forth, I'm telling you, in the very beginning, He sent His word. He spoke and the earth man brought forth. He spoke and the waters were separated from the land. He spoke. He spoke and the grass and the trees appeared. He spoke and the birds filled the sky. And He spoke and the fish and the whales filled the sea. He spoke. Woo, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. What a powerful thing this word of God is. I said, what a powerful thing this word of God is. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's quick. It's alive, my friend. That's what that word quick means. This word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It can go where you can't go. It can do what you can't do. But oh, this word of God can do it. This word, God sends His, He sent His word and He healed them. He spoke His word and man, people were raised up off their deathbed. He spoke His word and the miraculous happened. I'm telling you, this word of God can do what we can't even imagine. And He said, I'm going to send it forth and it's not going to return void, but it will accomplish what I please. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just believe this word of God is more powerful than a pandemic. Oh, hallelujah. You can't stop the rain. COVID-19 can't stop the rain. A worldwide pandemic can't stop revival from happening in your church. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil wants to tell us, amen, that it's just, you know, it's not the right time. And people, amen, can't come during a time like this and all the precautions that we've got to take and all the things that's happening and everything being shut down and all the bad things that's taking place. I'm going to tell you, it's ripe for revival because the Word of God can't be stopped, amen, by pandemics. The Word of God, when God gets ready to send His Word for it don't matter if it's in the worst drought. It doesn't matter if it's in the worst pandemic. Doesn't matter if it's in the worst whatever of your life. When God gets ready to send His Word forth, it's going to go where He wants it to go. It's going to do what He wants it to do. God can still save people in the middle of a pandemic. God can still send His Word forth and things happen that you never dreamed possible. Oh, you can't stop the rain. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God, help us. Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody needs to just get ready. I said somebody needs to get ready to see what God is going to do in this end time. I still believe the Word of God. I still believe the Word of God. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. I don't believe it's changed. But that word was spoken by the prophet Joel thousands of years ago. And it's going to happen. It doesn't matter how many years it's been since it was sent forth. It doesn't matter what's come and gone in the years since then. God's word's not going to return void. It's still going to happen just like God said it was going to happen. It's still going to take place. You can't stop the Word of God. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop it from doing what God sent it to do. Oh, let's praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like God getting ready to do something. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I feel like God's getting ready to do something. And when He does, I mean, you ain't going to be able to stop it. Oh, I said you ain't going to stop it. The devil's not going to be able to stop it. I want somebody right now, if God ever gave you a promise but you haven't seen it happen yet, I want you to trust God right now and start worshiping God for it right now. If He ever gave you a promise, but you haven't seen it fulfilled yet, it's time for you to have faith in God. It's going to happen. I said, it's going to happen. I said, it's going to happen. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the promises of God. You can't stop the Word of God from doing what it set out to do. It's going to prosper. Oh, yeah, it's going to prosper where He sends it. It's going to accomplish what He set it forth to do. You can't stop it. You can't stop. I don't care what comes or goes. It's not going to stop the Word of God from doing what it set out to do. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Somebody needs to have faith right now tonight. Somebody needs to trust God tonight. Somebody needs to tell God right now, I still believe Your Word. I still believe the promise that You gave me. I'm still holding on to it. I'm still trusting in You. I'm still looking for that to come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel faith happening right here. I feel faith building in this place right now. I rebuke every spirit of doubt and unbelief. You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain. It's going to come and it's going to fall where it's going to go. It's going to trickle to where it wants to. It's going to accomplish. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My, 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 my. It's just a fact. Come on, somebody needs to tell the devil. It's just a fact, devil. You can't stop it from happening. You can't stop it from happening. It's already come forth. It's already set out on its journey. It's already set out on its quest. It's going to go where God sent it, and it's going to do what God sent it to do. Amen. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Go ahead and try to build the dams. Go ahead and try to build the dikes. Go ahead and try to put up the tarps or the umbrellas or the shelters, but the rain's going to come anyway. Come on, let's feel after God right now. Come on. Come on, somebody needs to get an attitude with the devil tonight. Come on, you can have confidence tonight. You can have confidence tonight. Hey, God said it, I believe it, it's going to happen. Amen, God said it, I believe it, it's going to happen. Praise God, God promised it, it's going to take place. Oh, the rain's going to fall and it's going to do what God said it for to do. Oh, praise God. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Come on, everybody. Let's worship God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship God right now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Woo! Ha ha! Oh, hallelujah. You might not can see it right now, but I feel like there's a thawing starting to happen somewhere. And that word, Pastor Reagan, that's come and that's come and that's come and that has piled up, those drifts of the word that has piled up, and it seemed like it's not done anything, and it seemed like it's not accomplished anything, and you haven't seen the results of it, and that word has just kept coming forth and kept coming forth. I'm telling you, there's a thaw that's about to happen. There's a thaw that's about to take place. Amen. There's a heart that's fixed and to start melting. There's some tenderness that's fixing to start happening. And that word is going to start finding its mark. And there's going to be some growth come from it. Let's just let God have His way. Come on, everybody. Let's let God have His way right now.